wonder, what is your Christmas moment? What is that moment for you that makes it feel like Christmas? When we're young, we know that it's Christmas when we wake up with the promise of gifts just for us that are under the tree. As we grow up, we know it's Christmas when we've, you know, returned home from college or we're back visiting parents and we're celebrating with those traditions of childhood. But for many of us, I bet that it doesn't feel like Christmas quite yet until it's Christmas Eve and we've lit the candles and we begin singing, "Silent night, holy night, all is calm. All is bright." For us adults, it doesn't feel like Christmas until the stress and the work and the preparation all falls away and we have that moment to breathe. We need that silent night moment. Mary had a silent night moment that first Christmas, that night when Jesus was born and first laid on her chest. It was after they made it to the manger, after all the angels sang and the shepherds ran to see, when all the praise and the pandemonium had gone, Mary had that moment to pause. And Luke says that she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Can you imagine her there in that quiet moment, alone with Joseph and Jesus at last? Echoes of praise stirring in her mind. So much had changed in her life that year, and there was so much to treasure, to hold on to ponder in her heart. I wonder, what are you treasuring this year? When the praise and the pandemonium of Christmas Day is over in just 48 hours, what is it that you will hold on to? This Christmas, I'm pondering the miracle of that first silent night. This Christmas, I am treasuring in my heart how it is that in the midst of chaos and turmoil, that God somehow can make all things calm and bright. I don't know if you know this, but tonight is the 200th anniversary of the first time Silent Night was ever sung on Christmas Eve. The beloved song was first sung, do you know the story, in 1818. It was first accompanied by guitar in a church in Oberndorf, Austria, when the organ stopped working at the last minute. And they had to come up with a song that would work with the guitar. I love that story. I love that in the midst of a chaotic Christmas Eve crisis, God brought together just the right people to create this beautiful piece of music that centers us into calm and bright worship each year. But I love even more how across the chaos of the centuries, God has continued to bring calm and bright even in the midst of turmoil. It was 1914. Nearly 100 years after that song was written, when there were thousands of British and Belgian and French soldiers fighting for their lives against the German enemies. It was the Western Front of World War I. It was a cold winter and the beginning of a bitter war when Christmas Eve came. One soldier wrote, "It was a beautiful moonlit night, frost on the ground, white almost everywhere, when suddenly the Allies heard something. German voices lifted in song. Stille Nacht, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright." As the German troops sang Christmas carols, the Allied troops began to sing along, each in their own language. The next morning, the peace continued. In some places, German soldiers came out of the trenches with signs that read, "You no shoot, we no shoot." Soldiers from both sides emerge cautiously at first to discover in the midst of war that this Christmas day was going to be a day of truce, a day of peace to care for the dead, to care for one another as fellow humans, a day in some places to roast a pig, in other places where they played soccer with soldiers from both sides. I even read one account where a British soldier had his hair cut by a German soldier who used to be a barber. One British soldier, years later, was talking about the Christmas truce, and he said this. He said, "I then came to the conclusion that I have held very firmly ever since, that if we had been left to ourselves after that, there never would have been another shot fired. Peace on earth, goodwill to men." In some places, that peace lasted less than 24 hours, but in others, it stretched all the way to New Year's Day. But in the midst of a dark chapter of our human history, there was that moment of calm, that moment of bright hope of humanity coming together for peace. This Christmas, I treasure moments like these. I turn them over in my heart. Ponder how it is that in a world so divided, God can bring unity. That in a world of darkness, God can bring light. Mary must have pondered the same things, for her story starts with just as much turmoil. Her story starts with emperors and kingdoms where nothing is calm and nothing is bright. You heard the story, right? How the first Christmas, there was a world filled with conflict, an emperor with a new tax plan that involved him taking a census where he moved people around like chess pieces in a game. This was not a silent night. In the same story, poor shepherds living outside with the sheep and an army of angels invading the sky with an anthem that shook the very ground. Nothing there was calm or bright. So it goes on. Once Jesus was born, his family quickly became refugees as they ran for their lives away from that jealous king who was threatening to take their boy. At first glance, this is not a story that helps us sleep in heavenly peace. And yet, it was in this world that the Christmas word was spoken. For this is the Christmas miracle, that God did not stand apart and wait for us to be ready. That while we live in a land of deep darkness, God came so that we might see a great light. That while we might feel the yoke of our burden, the bar across our shoulders, that God has come to set us free. As the poet says, "He did not wait until the world was ready, till men and nations were at peace. He came when the heavens were unsteady and prisoners cried out for release. He did not wait until hearts were pure. In joy, he came to a world of sin and doubt, to a world like ours of anguished shame. He came and his light would not go out. He came to a world which did not mesh, to heal its tangles, shield its scorn. In the mystery of the Word made flesh, the maker of the stars was born." This is the miracle of Christmas, that no matter how dark the night, the light of the world is here. That no matter how deep the divides, the Prince of Peace himself has come. This is the miracle to treasure, to ponder long after the praise is over. That in the midst of it all, God is here, and we are not alone. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, and thanks be to God for that gift. Amen.